Morning, I'm Sasha Keir with the latest news, sports and weather. There's been progress on a peace plan for Ukraine. US and Ukrainian representatives have negotiated a revised accord following talks in Geneva. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says he's confident a final agreement could be reached by the end of the week. Ukrainian representative Andriy Yermak says Ukrainian concerns have been given more consideration in the new draft. The proposal has been shared with Moscow, whilst Turkey's President Erdogan is set to speak with Vladimir Putin today as part of mediation efforts. Luxembourg's Foreign Minister Xavi Bettel has warned against imposing a peace deal on Ukraine without Kyiv's agreement. Speaking to RTL at the weekend, he said international borders cannot be changed by force and criticised what he called America's tendency to negotiate whilst leaving Europe to, quote, foot the bill. Belgium faces 3 days of widespread industrial action. Today, only half of all trains are running. Tomorrow, civil servants and municipal workers will walk out, affecting schools, hospitals and public transport. On Wednesday, private sector employees join a general strike. No flights will operate from Brussels Zaventem or Charleroi airports. Trade unions are protesting government plans to cut spending by 10 billion euros over 5 years. Flu vaccination rates among older people in Luxembourg continue to fall. New Eurostat figures show just 42.9% of over 65s were vaccinated last year, down from 43.4% in 2022. It's the fourth consecutive annual decline since the pandemic peak. Luxembourg now sits below the EU average despite a brief uptick during COVID. In Brussels, EU foreign ministers meet today and discuss trade tensions with the United States. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick is attending. Foreign Minister Xavi Bettel and his counterparts want to discuss compromises with the EU's most important trade partner for both goods and services. Meanwhile, an EU-Africa summit opens in Angola, focusing on economic cooperation, migration and security. Luxembourg's film industry has celebrated its top talent at the annual Film Prize ceremony. Eric Lamhen's Out of Hail took Best Film, whilst Loic Tonson's Life as Zahil was the evening's biggest winner with 4 awards. Film Academy President Fred Nooyen praised the exceptional quality of this year's nominees, reflecting Luxembourg's growing international recognition in cinema. And moving to sport and in tennis, Italy have won the Davis Cup for the third consecutive year, beating Spain 2-0 in Bologna. Flavio Cobolli sealed the title with a comeback victory over Jean Munar, winning the deciding set 7-5. Italy completed the triumph without their star player Yannick Sinner. And in football, Scotland's 4-2 victory over Denmark, which sealed their World Cup place, literally moved the earth. The British Geological Survey detected seismic activity from celebrating fans at Hampden Park, registering -1 on the Richter scale. For more news stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
The winter chill continues under thick cloud cover. Expect sleet, rain and perhaps even snow. Temperatures are slightly warmer though, around 3 to 4 degrees now and only reaching a peak of 5 to 6 degrees in the afternoon.